It says in Psalm 92, if you have a Bible, there's a four verses I want you to look at. Psalm 92, if not, I'll just read it to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, or in our case, 6 strings, on the lute, on the harp, and in our case, the electric harp, and with the harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. According to the National Turkey Foundation, did you even know there was such a thing? I just found out that there was a National Turkey Foundation. Have you, anybody here ever heard of that? Or maybe you belong to it? You actually have heard of it. Did you? You raised your hand. Now I'm embarrassing you. I'm sorry. Okay, according to the National Turkey Foundation, sort of like Starship Federation, 88% of Americans will eat turkey tomorrow. 88%. And the average turkey, according to the National Turkey Federation, weighs 15 pounds. That's the average. And so they figure that 690 million pounds of turkey have been purchased to be consumed tomorrow. That's a lot of bird. They also would like you to know that the consumption of turkey has doubled in the last several years. Back in 1975, the average per capita annual intake of turkey, that is turkey per person per year, was about 6.3 pounds. Now it's about 17.6 pounds. So people are eating turkey. It's on the rise. Reminds me of a little boy in first grade when the teacher said, okay, tell me what you're thankful for. He raised his hand. He said, I'm thankful I'm not a turkey. Well, I'm thankful for the turkey. And I love how the Bible talks about fellowshipping with people over a meal. In fact, I found a great text. Some of you are going to want to remember it. In Isaiah 55, that says, delight yourself in fatness. So I know we want to watch our figure and watch our diet, but tomorrow on Thanksgiving, forget about it. Enjoy the calories. And give thanks to the Lord with your family. I want to spend just a moment with especially verse 1, talking about gratitude and giving thanks to the Lord. It tells us that it is good to do so. It is a good thing to do what we are doing. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's good for you. It's good for you emotionally. It's good for you relationally. And studies show it's even good for you physically. Study after study after study have shown that people with the attitude of thanksgiving, gratitude, they live longer, they're healthier, they're filled with peace and joy. There are benefits to it. I even found a study I wanted to share with you out of USA Today. Two researchers out of the University of Southern California, one in Riverside, one in Davis. These are researchers who have studied the power of gratitude. And they say, and I quote, it doesn't really work if you do it only once a year. And they have learned in their research, for example, people with high blood pressure not only lower their blood pressure, but feel less hostile and more likely to quit smoking and lose weight when they practice gratitude. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through their life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. So, thanksgiving, gratitude, is not a platitude, and it is much more than an attitude. Now, hear me out. I hear people this year talk about the attitude of gratitude, and they like to say that simply because it rhymes. But it's not just an attitude, it's an action. In fact, I'll put it this way to make it rhyme. It's not a platitude, it's more than an attitude, it's the action of servitude. He is the Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, the Master. I am the servant, I obey Him. It is an action, not just an attitude. Now, you're going to hear over the airwaves tomorrow on television, and if you listen to radio, people saying things like, well, I am so thankful this year. And they'll talk about having the right attitude of thanksgiving. And that's all good. We should be. But to whom are you thankful? They'll say, well, I'm thankful to our forefathers. I'm thankful to our families. I'm thankful to our troops, and all of those things should happen. But I want you to know, as believers, we should be thankful for our nation and for our forefathers and for our troops to the Lord. It is more than an attitude, it's the action of servitude to the Lord. So keep in mind what it's saying. It doesn't say it is good to feel thankful. It is good to have an emotion of gratitude. No, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Now, our forefathers who were believers saw the benefit of this. Without telling you why specifically, I don't want to throw you off base, but the Puritan fathers, for example, didn't celebrate Christmas. It wasn't important to them. Thanksgiving was the big holiday to them. They wanted to thank the Lord because they knew the history. How in 1621, the first Thanksgiving was celebrated. And even how our first president in 1798 issued the proclamation saying, and I quote, it is the duty of all nations, the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, and to give thanks for all of His benefits. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Let's render thanks to God for these benefits. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises for your name, Most High. Then there's that great text in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Remember those little commands, one after another, pray without ceasing. And then it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So tonight, if you're wondering God's will for your life, what does God want for my life? I want to know God's will. I can't be too specific, but I can tell you one of the things God really, really wants from you, not just today or tomorrow, but all year, is to in everything give thanks. That's God's will for you. To be filled with gratitude to the Creator for the benefits He's given you and I. That's His will. Now, some of you might quickly segue in your mind and think, Skip, you don't know what I've been through this year. You don't know what it's been like the last 8 months or 6 months or 4 months or 2 weeks or day. You're right, I don't know. But I know Him. And I know what He said. And I believe it. Romans 8:28. I believe that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And so in all things, in the midst of the worst of times, tonight I was with a brother in the hospital. He's part of our ministry team. He's part of our security team. And well-trained officers, he and his wife, and they're usually armed officers. Last night, accidentally, she dropped her gun, and it discharged and fired a shot into her abdomen. And tonight the bullets lodged in her liver. It's not what they expected. But even there in the hospital, over that bedside with her husband, he was able to render God thanks in even that. Corrie ten Boom, was in the concentration camp in World War II because she and her family hid different Jews in their home from the Nazis. When she was captured, they put her in a concentration camp with her sister Betsy. They moved her to the very worst condition in Ravensbrück concentration camp. The barracks were overcrowded and flea infested. It drove Corrie ten Boom nuts. But one morning when they were having devotions, Betsy, Corrie's sister, read in her daily devotions, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And she turned to Corrie and said, "Corrie, let's thank God." And you know what Corrie said? "I'm not going to thank God. I'm in a concentration camp, thank you very much, in a flea-infested barrack." And Betsy said, "Corrie, you must not talk that way. God has spared our lives. We're looking at His Word. It says, thank Him. Let's do that." And so, begrudgingly, she thanked the Lord. As the months went by, they didn't understand why the Nazi paratroopers and guards rarely, if ever, even entered their barracks, which allowed them to open their Bibles and pray and have quiet time. They had more freedom than ever before, and they found out later it's because it was overcrowded and flea-infested. And the officers didn't want to have anything to do with it, so they left them alone. And then it was then they discovered God was merciful in giving us the ability to have spiritual power and strength through His Word and prayer, the kind of freedoms we wouldn't have unless we were in a flea-infested barrack like Ravensbrück. In everything, give thanks. So we want to give thanks tonight by taking the elements. When I grew up in church, we called it the Eucharist. Some of you remember that term, yes? You know what it means. It's a Greek word. Eucharisteo means I give thanks to the Lord. This is our token of His body and blood. These are elements that speak of the broken body and the shed blood. And so we want to render in thanksgiving to the Lord our praise for the ultimate sacrifice, the cross of Christ. So to do so, I want to ask two families to come out tonight. And first, I'm going to ask Pastor Neil and Jackie and their family to come out, and they're going to pray for the bread, and we'll take that together. Pastor Neil, Jackie, girls, and a brand new baby.
Well, an early happy Thanksgiving to all of you. What a privilege it is to share with you the blessings that God has given to me and to my family, and to be able to share what it is we're thankful for before we take the bread together. We've heard Pastor Skip say over the years that if you reduce life down to its irreducible minimum, you're going to have relationships. And so as I was sharing with Pastor Skip earlier today, I was reflecting back upon the fact that through this ministry, almost 17 years ago, I came to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just weeks after, my mother and father came up this aisle and committed their lives to Christ, and my sister followed as well. And I'm very grateful because I know that that's not always common for your family to get saved as well. So grateful for that. I was also sharing with Skip that back in 1994, this woman had led a group of women on a missions trip to Italy. And on a Thursday night service, Skip had her come up before he taught to share about the trip. And I was sitting right over there. I can probably pinpoint the chair. And I remember hearing her heart and seeing her beauty and saying, "Wow, Lord." And so Skip said, let's pray for the ongoing fruit of the work. And I told Skip today, I didn't pray with you. I prayed my own prayer as you led the congregation in prayer. And I said, "Wow, Lord, if you could bless me with a woman like that, wow." Little did I know that a few years later, we would be able to be married. And then God's given me three daughters, the youngest of which was born just last Tuesday. So this is my wife, Jackie, Jaden on the end, Julia here, and then this is Suri. And so I'm grateful. I want to echo the sentiment of Chip Lesko a few Thanksgivings ago when he said so well that he feels like he's the man that God has given the most grace to on the planet. And so for that, we're grateful as a family. Now, would you please take your elements and just for now, take the bread into your hands. You want to peel the top layer of the cup that you have and just hold the bread. I'm going to lead us in prayer before we take together. Father, we are so richly blessed to have relationship with you. Lord, as we consider these elements and that you've given your body for us, that we might be reconciled to you, Lord, for that we are most grateful. God, in the cross, you've taken care of the biggest problem that every man, woman, and child would ever have, that has ever lived. And so, Lord, as we do spend time reflecting and thanking you for that, we also pray that this act of remembrance, as you called us to regularly do together, would also be an encouragement to every man, woman, and child here whose heart is heavy. Lord, if you've taken care of our greatest problem, every other problem by comparison is a lesser problem, and you're capable of taking care of that as well. So, Lord, we thank you for giving your body as a sacrifice on our behalf, and it is to honor you and to obey you that we take together in remembrance of your sacrifice. Let us take together.
Next, I'm asking Paul and Sheila DiLorenzo and their girls to come and pray for the juice, the emblem that speaks of the blood of Jesus.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that each one of us carries the burden of sin, marred by stain. And Lord, that by the blood of Christ, that stain is removed. And Lord, that we have that fellowship with you. Lord, what an awesome sacrifice. And how thankful that we are, Lord, that you chose to be so merciful to us. As you said, Lord, it's not by works or righteousness which we have done, but according to your mercy that you saved us. And Father, thank you for every family, for every mom and dad and child in the sanctuary. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would just bless this juice that we're about to take in Jesus' name. I want to introduce you, Skip had mentioned my wife Sheila, my two girls, Grace and Ella, and was asked to share some things that what I'm thankful for. And of course, given that opportunity, you could be here for quite a long time of the things that you can be thankful for. But I have to tell you that in my life as a believer, which has been about 15 years now, is that nothing is sweeter and better than really serving and walking with the Lord. And I know you probably hear people say that a lot, but really once you experience, as God says, you know, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, he really means it. It's really true. And so it has been a blessing that I have been bestowed upon to have my wife and my two girls. And truly, you know, I mean, God will bless your socks off, and he is really faithful. The way he blessed me with my wife, Sheila, when we met about 9 years ago now. And, you know, then, of course, later after we're married, of having Grace and Ella. And we're very thankful for that. And we're thankful for our family, of course, my mother, my grandmother, which are here. My grandmother, God bless her, she's 85 years old and doesn't wear glasses. I was wearing glasses, I think, in the seventh grade. And she, I'm telling you, you know, she still drives a car. I mean, well, you know how sometimes you've got people who are maybe a little older and take their time and a bit more cautious. But she's definitely drives as anybody would. And I tell you, she's talented at it. So it's really cool. And she has been an extremely awesome example of Christ's love and faithfulness. And she's been walking with the Lord for a very long time. And is just, she is such a delight and a blessing to our family. So we're grateful that we still have her, 85 years old this last March. So, and last thing I'm going to say is that is being a part of this fellowship as long as I have been, one thing that I'm certainly grateful for, and I don't know if people really know how good and how solid the teaching is here. And one of the things that Skip and I have talked about, he shared with me, is that his dedication to feed the sheep. And my wife and I have been extremely blessed by Skip and his family for the way that they've dedicated themselves to be students of God's Word and being great men who have blessed the body with that and with their love and prayers and so on. And this is just a wonderful fellowship. And we're so grateful and thankful for that because God has had us here. And we've seen him work mightily within this body of believers. So we're thankful for that and thankful for all of you. And have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving with all of your families. And God bless each of you.
Thank you. Hey, girls, you girls did so good. Thank you. Let's all stand. Okay, now, when Jesus saw Zacchaeus up in the tree in Jericho, he looked up at him and said, "Get down out of that tree. We're going to go eat at your house." So you're at our house. Let's go next door and eat and continue to give thanks. God bless.